69, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Stiefer, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring Workers' Revolution, the unionized version by Estrogen Projection. And I found this band through the algorithm. It was a while ago, so long ago, that I thought this band had broken up. I don't know, I didn't really see them active on social media for a while. As much as like I pay attention, I just didn't notice. So don't like quote me, but I just noticed that they are now a little bit more active, posting shows and stuff. So that is cool. That being said, I reached out and I did not get a clip, you guys. That's okay. But you guys follow them, Estrogen Projection, all together, smushed, one word. They are active on Instagram. They are playing. They are from Lincoln, Nebraska, so not from SoCal. That's okay. Let's jump into the song. Here's an extra long clip of Workers' Revolution, the unionized version. So this is off a single. Was a jam, you guys. This had me cleaning the casa. This had me like moving my butt in the morning, like blaring this first thing when I got in the car for work, you guys, to drive my butt to work. I really dug this song. And the reason that I went with the single, it didn't have too many listens on the album. This is on the album. I will get into that right now. But the single just had less listens. So I just poophole loophole, you guys. I think we're done. Like, as a podcast, you guys know it's really hard for me to find less than 1,000 listens for something that I'm just like in love with. So we're just gonna have to go with not that many listens, okay? I'm thinking less than 6 or 5, you guys. I'm being really lenient. yeah. So just a side note for long-term listeners that have been listening since the beginning. Yeah, it's just what I have to do. But anyways, you guys should go check out their full album, self-titled Estrogen Projection from 2023. It has this song. It's a bit of a different version that I heard. It's different. I almost went with Benedict Arnold. I don't know. I just really dug it. And the first song that I ever heard, don't quote me, not that anyone knows because it's my experience, but I think it was 50%, which was the opening song on the album. And it just had too many, like way too many listens, a song that I will never have with that many listens, you guys. And that's why I find these poophole loopholes to get these bands on. I really dug this album. They are self-described as a surf rock band. I definitely heard that, but I definitely got some punk rock vibes as well. And they are also an all-female band. But I think the reason that I love them so much, and it wasn't exactly, it just reminded me of Velodrome. I'm trying not to do that anymore, but you guys know I love Velodrome so much. On the mellower songs, it just reminded me of Velodrome. That connection really pulled me in. And also, like, I really like the punk rockness of it, just like that female energy, obviously. I really dug that, and I think I needed it at the time that I was listening to this. So yeah, I hope you will follow Estrogen Projection. I hope you will check out everything that they have to offer, which is mainly, I think everything is on the album, maybe a couple other singles. And this is what I'm looking on Spotify. I know it's the devil. I haven't checked their Bandcamp yet. This is being recorded like the day before it comes out. So full disclosure, you guys. But follow Estrogen Projection on Instagram. That's Estrogen Projection, all squished together, one word or blurb on Instagram. You can follow me at DeeferMusic, DeeFur Music on Instagram. Duh, I just said that. I will be debuting my new single live at Horseplay Comedy at the Angry Horse next week, June 4th. It's very specific to that comedy mic. It's called Carlos Escobar. And if you don't know, Carlos Escobar is the host of Horseplay Comedy. And I basically just put his bit into a song, you guys. There's a callback in it. So I hope you guys will go to that show. It's not too expensive. It's affordable, I hope. I know times are hard, but come enjoy a cheap comedy show. Support your local comedians. And yeah, sing that callback with me. So I have recorded episode 200. It was a crazy story that I will be posting a few videos that will be out July 31st. At this time, I don't know what's going to happen to the podcast afterwards. Like, I know I'll put out a few extra episodes after that because I've already said that I wanted to record with a couple people, but it's just been... Like 200 was really emotional for me. I'm not going to lie. Like, and there's videos explained, so I don't want to get into it too much, but it was a mix of good and bad emotions. And it ended up turning out really great, but I'm just tired, you guys. And we'll just see where this goes after 200. But yeah, if you guys want to send me bands with not a lot of listens, even if they're on Bandcamp, I might go that route. I'm trying different things. We might do like a themed like run of like Arizona bands or like Connecticut bands. And I might be reaching out to people. We'll see where this goes, but I want to thank you for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small band or artist. Say hi to your dog for me. Bye.